We began this broadcast with a story of a rather noisy debate. Well, the love of civil argument is what's brought 400 students from all over the country to the University of Vermont this month. They are here to sharpen their minds and their mouths at the Art of Debate. Brian Burns has the story.
Ready? Go!
You might think these students attending the World Debate Institute have talked themselves crazy. But don't worry, the kids are all right. They're just sharpening their oratory skills, essential for any debate, even if it's in a somewhat uncivilized manner. They are just a small part of the 400 high school and college students participating in this two-week intensive study debate camp.
They have to speak to an adult and tell them what they think and how they think the world should be for an hour and a half, and I have to listen, and other adults and their teachers have to listen to them in that atmosphere. And I think that's a really good forum for people who have been denied a voice for most of their lives and told that they're speaking to, you know, be able to speak out.
The World Debate Institute and the University of Vermont are hosting students from all over the country this week, including 100 from the New York Urban Debate League, who are here because of a special $100,000 grant. The grant comes from a billionaire philanthropist who hopes that debates on topics like foreign policy and school choice will help to shape the minds of the future.
For many of them, it's their first time out of their home, first time out of New York City, first time out of their borough, first time off their block for some of them. So this is, you know, their first exposure to a college campus, first and foremost. So it puts the idea into their heads that, hey, maybe I can go to college as well. This is what college is about.
And mixing this diverse group of students and teachers seems to be the best part for many there.
We tend to see things in one way and assume that things are just the way they are and they can't be changed. But, you know, this activity really makes you believe that you can change things, and things are not always black and white. There's a lot of gray in them.
The people that I talk to, the people that I'm around in debate, are going to be the people who in the future are the decision makers, you know, in power, or at least, you know, influential people in world politics, if nothing else.
This rapid-fire rhetoric may or may not make them into the world leaders of the future. But one thing is for sure for these student debaters, they'll never be at a loss for words. Brian Burns, Channel 3 News, Burlington.